So now on the Innovation Show, we welcome Fintan McGovern, CEO of Formwave. Welcome to the show, Fintan.
Delighted to be here.
Let's talk about the company and what you do.
So Formwave was founded in April 2015. The genesis of the company goes back to a conversation myself and Adrian would have had in 2011, all those years ago. And I had been working in the Caribbean for a telco company called Digicel. And Adrian had heard I was coming home. Adrian was part of the Intel IoT design team, designing the low-power chips in Leakslip, and he was leaving. And he contacted me, and he said, Fintan, I need a businessman. I need a CEO. How do you feel about founding this IoT company? So we set the company up in April 2015, and we've grown to 15 employees. And we're based between Dublin in the Guinness Enterprise Center and in Gdansk in Poland.
Yeah, and what does the company do? I know we've alluded to it.
Yeah, the company. So we're an IoT design company. So what does that mean? Companies have come to us and they have a need. So they want to make a connected device or a connected solution, an IoT solution. So basically a device that can gather data and also can be communicated with. So we have a platform called Formwave Edge, which is now being utilized and is going into everything from storage heaters to connected medical devices to connected bus shelters. We've done a smart lighting project, and we're going to be doing some other interesting stuff in three verticals. So in the ag tech sector, we're going to be doing a connected poultry farm in the UK. In the medtech sector, we've done a connected medical device in the home. And in the energy sector, as I mentioned, we're doing connectivity in storage heaters and also in solar powered bus shelters. So the advertisement hoarding in the bus shelter, we've made that smart and intelligent.
That's brilliant. I have this vision of cyborg chickens walking around, but what for example happens in there in the connected poultry farm?
Yeah, sure thing. So in a poultry farm, if disease gets into the chickens, the whole chicken have to be wiped out. So there's a big loss to both the farmer and to the food chain. So with a more intelligent poultry farm, i.e. a lot more sensors in the building that can detect changes in temperature, changes in humidity, but it's all connected back securely to a dashboard whereby the farmer or whoever's running the poultry farm can monitor changes. It also gives traceability and accountability with regards to temperature changes. So it's just another way that they can actually have more and more information coming off the birds in the poultry farm. And also, if they need to connect further sensors down the line, our platform is modular, so it's Lego-like, so other sensors can be connected on at a further stage. So it's basically a platform. They want to start with the poultry farm, but they want to roll it out to all the other intelligent areas on the farm so that they can connect things up. So they just want to start with this one first.
So, for example, people will kind of struggle with that, but just to understand that world, and that's coming. Like, so let's put it into a more regular context, which is the bus shelter. The thing people may know of stuff like iBeacon, which may be connected to your mobile device, but for that to happen, you have to have some type of trigger on your device. But how does this work when it's not connected to the person, if you know it, or device they have?
Yeah, sure thing. So if we take the bus shelter, for example, those bus shelters are solar powered. So it's a solar panel on top that powers the advertisement hoarding. What the guys wanted when they came to us, they said, we want to be able to connect and contact and communicate directly with the bus shelter. So by using Formwave Edge, it's connected through cellular, so an embedded SIM. And effectively, our unit acts as a gateway device in the bus shelter. So they can connect and control the energy usage on the bus shelter, but can control the advertisement display. Now, down the line, they want to integrate further sensors, such as a tamper sensor, so to know if the bus shelter has been damaged or is broken. They might want to put in a sensor counting how many people are in the bus shelter at any one time. The beauty of our platform is it's modular. So a small change, an addition of the sensor and a firmware upgrade over the air will allow us or their platform to discover the other sensors. So the beauty of it is once our platform is in there with a firmware upgrade over the air or a security update, other sensors can be added on and can be discovered. So it's not a case of ripping up the whole thing and replacing the unit. They have a modular platform in there that can be expanded as they need. Yeah. So it allows connectivity. So it allows data to be collected from what's going on in that bus shelter, but it also allows those people to send information to the bus shelter as well. So it's basically creating a pipeline through a 3G network, in this case cellular, to be to allow them to connect with the device.
Yeah, but I suppose advertisers and agencies who represent the advertisers are looking for more accountability as well. So they're kind of, maybe one site might be more valuable than the other because they can tell how many people are there, they can tell peak times, maybe you'll pay less for off-peak and all that kind of stuff. Is that what's coming?
Yeah, and ultimately the whole point to all of this is being able to gather, like to generate data off devices and find out what's happening. So at a point in time, that data will be monetized. You're absolutely right. So we liken it to building a railway at the edge. Okay, so if you want to travel on the railway, you need to have firmware edge. And it's just the very beginning of that pipeline or that journey where that data can go then back to either a cloud, back to a data center. And the theory is that in time, yes, you will be able to interrogate that data efficiently and take commercial decisions. And that's why there's a big move now to IoT.
It's almost like a radio station who covers a certain area. So say it's Loudmead Radio, and we own this broadcast area, and we charge a certain amount based on our audience. And for the outdoor companies, they can do the same thing where they can go, look, this is our broadcast area, essentially. Really, you could start showing video ads at the shelters and stuff, the more, because they're so accountable now.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Throw in artificial intelligence on top of that. If that bus shelter in time can connect with a mobile device and understands what that person's preferences are, advertisement can become intuitive. It's already happening in some places. You mentioned the IE beacon, it does that. But what our platform is doing is essentially allowing remote devices to be connected. These guys want to connect up 2,300 bus shelters between Dublin, France, and parts of New Jersey. All of these ones are standalone and are isolated. So the key thing is there, with the use of our platform, and depending on what connectivity protocol, in this case, it's a cellular network, they've now got a pipeline directly to that device. And there's a whole host of permutations and possibilities with that.
Vinton, here's one of the things. You mentioned you have an interchangeable system, so it's like Lego blocks. One of the challenges, I suppose, is to get as much of the market as fast as you can. So your Lego block is the Lego block everyone uses versus a Duplo block, for example.
Yeah.
And look, I'm kind of taking away the technical part of the company now. Because I know what it's like when you're working in a company and you just feel, oh, I need to move faster. Yeah. And obviously your scaling up is a difficulty because you need to find the right people and you need to move faster. How do you manage that as the CEO?
Well, my background, I'll take a step back. My background is I was a military officer for 15 years. And a big part of that has always been choose your battles wisely, choose the ones you can win, gain a foothold, try and command that terrain, and then move on. So if I translate that into what we're doing at Firmwave, we've chosen several verticals. We have a horizontal platform. It can be adopted into most verticals. But we've chosen the ag tech, med tech, and energy sectors purely because a lot of the main players in those spaces are in Ireland and are global players. So it gives us a route to a global market fairly quickly. So we're doing a lot of work with Intel. We're doing a lot of work with a medtech company called Health Beacon, who have up to 1,000 units deployed globally. That company, regarding the bus shelters, they want to be, as I mentioned, in the US, Ireland, and France. So the key thing is you can't boil the ocean, as they say. But what you can do is you can choose specific verticals where we've decided we want to gain traction. And that's what we're doing. So in those areas where we want to evolve to with our platform is ultimately that we would like those guys, when they're happy with the prototypes and the work we've done thus far, that they would then move on and license our platform from us, but that we would be the provider of all the firmware upgrades and security updates over the air. So a managed service, essentially. So they don't have to worry about, okay, is my device secure? Okay, we want to add on extra sensors. How do we do that? Well, FirmWave can actually manage that for us. So the projects that we've chosen and the companies are working with are there for a reason, because it's essentially validating our platform, and it's also a view to where we want to evolve to. So it's quite focused. People have said to us, why don't you just pick one vertical? Well, we've decided to pick those three verticals because we're gaining traction in it. And those three verticals in Ireland, there's a lot of good companies to base yourself with a global perspective.
And I love what you said there, Fintan, about your background, because I'm a huge believer in that, you know, that discipline that you have from the army. But also, like, I think Sun Tzu, The Art of War, is one of the best business books, if you read it that way, that of all time. And it makes total sense to kind of pick the verticals in this world. Like, so if you can own an area, at the very worst, you make yourself really attractive acquisition for somebody who may get there faster than you by getting in a bigger area.
Correct. That's absolutely right. I did an MBA in Smurfit back in 2010 to 2012. And the one thing that struck me was I had just finished my command and staff course, which is a senior strategic course in the military. And the similarities between the military decision-making process and business strategy was striking. And you know, when you delve a bit deeper, there's a big linkage back to military and, you know, what it achieved, especially if you go to logistics. A lot of strategy has evolved from military. So, it, you know, it's a well-worn path, military officer converting into business leader or, you know, getting out there and doing it. So, it has served me well. And the military, if nothing else, it teaches you is very good resilience, which is needed for the startup world. You know, you have to have that ability to dust yourself down and others around you, pick up and move on. And that's really what it's about, because, you know, the best made plans, I'm throwing out cliches now, the best made plans do not survive first contact. Yeah. And it's the ability to pivot, adjust your fire, and continue on to try and get to the objective. That is the key thing. And, you know, my training, I had 15 fantastic years in the Irish Defence Forces, served in Kosovo and Africa, and serve the best of people, and really you do learn from those people around you.
There's another great book, I don't know if you've read it, General Stanley McChrystal, The Team of Teams. It talks about small agile teams versus a huge team and how effective that is, and it basically is a reflection of business, that you need to have these micro teams within a team if you're going to achieve anything. But we'll move on, because we could talk about that all day.
We could. That's for another day.
I totally see the value, and also the value of your Digicel time, because in a way this is like rolling out a network for a telecom.
My biggest learning from that was the ability to adjust and react quickly to a changing environment. Having a good routine of monthly board meetings, it's almost a monthly dipstick to see where the company's at. And we have that routine in FirmWave. They rolled out a new network really quickly. If you liken it to what we're doing, it's not really that dissimilar.
What territories are you focusing on, if you can say, at the moment?
A lot of the companies we're dealing with here are large multinationals that have a global view. So Ireland, UK, France, Germany, and most importantly, the US.
Brilliant. Well, it's a great story, and we wish you all the very best of luck. Fintan McGovern, CEO and founder of FirmWave, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.